This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I may have a surprise for you at the bottom of the hour. And, I think you'll like it. Anyway, I wish I could start this all over again. I got totally, the windows started popping up and going, hey, yeah, I don't want to do that. Yo, we can do that one too. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. A lot of people you could talk to there. Did you miss me last night? Yeah, I don't think you missed me last night. I didn't get any, you missed me. There were no miss me emails I had. You know what I'm saying? I know she's a lot prettier than I am. She's smarter than I am. But I think she talks faster than I do. Andrew, right? Doesn't she? Andrea Kay was guest hosting last night. Well, I was out doing my civic duty, as I keep telling many of you to do. Remember, a lot of times I won't, what is it with this thing? I won't ask you to do something that I haven't already done. God, technology is just so wonderful, isn't it? It's either something that I haven't already done or I'm not doing myself, something that I wouldn't do myself. You got to get involved. You got to get involved in your local community. You got to get involved in local politics. You've got to make a difference. As my shirt says, you've got to stand to make America great again. Anyway, I just want to hit it. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Pumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, you're going to find out you don't have to hate it all. But you know, I got to tell you, I had a bunch of stories I wanted to get through last night, but obviously I wasn't here. So now they're all piled up. So you're going to have to deal with me like both guns blazing. So apparently a professor says that a diverse gender identities are culturally unintelligible. And I've been telling you this. I have no professor. Is there a professor degree? What is it called? Well, we always call them professors, right?
Really,
I mean, seriously. What's that?
A master's or higher.
A master's or higher. I can't be an actor because, you know, we have a lot of actors that think they're professors. They're smart people. Okay. Northern Illinois University professor recently coined the phrase compulsory heterogenderism. That was the one that made me nuts. I almost chewed my tongue off trying to get that one out once before. And that describes how trans identities are often invisible. So, yeah, really? Z. Nicolazzo, a transgender professor, Z. Okay, so that's Z. Instead of Mr., Mrs., all that stuff, Z is one of the identifiers. One of the ones I did. I made fun of him the other night. I made fun of the one professor that I've already heard back. The fellow that was pushing, and he wanted to be referred to as they or them. He, the individual person, wanted to be referred to.
Oh, that's always exciting.
As thee or them. Now, I don't know where I come from. Thee or them. it's a multitude of people, right? Unless I'm confused. Now, according to Nicolazzo, trans people are rarely perceived as transgender, but instead as dykes or masculine. This is news to me. I know I live in a cave, But I've never heard that. So, kind of confusing. Anyway, but instead they're referred to as dykes or masculine lesbians because of their appearance, which concerns Nicolazzo because it results in trans identity going unrecognized or otherwise being erased. See, I have a different viewpoint on this. Mine is that I wish you guys would get your act together. That's for mine. Right? Because we've got a whole group, a big group, that doesn't want any gender. They want to be devoid of gender. Genders don't count. We don't want gender to count. Right? And you've heard it. You've heard it on the show. We've read the stories. You've gone out and seen them yourself. No more male or female. This person, too. Z. But what does that mean? See, this is where they're disingenuous and they're not real. Because they want us to use these identifiers. We don't know what they mean, and they really have no meaning. They're made up as they go. You can't change dictionary words for your individual usage and expect everybody else to fall in line. It doesn't work that way. Bori goes on to say, through compulsory heterogenderism, trans people, their diverse gender identities and expressions often went unrecognized or when deemed culturally unintelligible, therefore erasing or otherwise rendering their trans identities invisible. You can't have a multitude of blended identities that are not charted or talked about anywhere, that are not out there for us to understand or wrap our arms around. You can't do it. That's why it's almost ridiculous for you to try to get us to swallow or believe that gender changes from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day. And it was funny, the disingenuous left, these people on the left that try to get us to swallow this. You want us to believe this because we're going to make one of you feel bad, but you don't care about anybody else's feelings. I did that story the other night. Remember the things that have been going through the internet like wildfire, where you had the parents of the young boy that I guess he called the, I don't even remember, it was a young girl, a young first grader, called him by the wrong name. Because now he was transitioning from a he to a she or what have you, and it was a different name. And it just blew the whole thing up. And the teacher decided that she had to give the kids an introductory to Transgenderism 101. Another stupid move without telling the parents about it. It's wrong. Yeah, you heard me. It's stupid. It's wrong. It's unacceptable. The parents should know what you're teaching their kids. I don't care whether you think the parents approves or not. But one of those young girls went home that night, and she freaked out when she was taking a bath, and she got up and saw herself in the mirror, and she told her mom as she was bawling her eyes out, "I'm changing to a boy. I don't want to be a boy. I want to be a girl." They never think. It's all about them, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Anybody know how to play a harmonica?
No?
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I want you involved in the conversation. Seriously. I really do. I mean, I got so much I want to talk about tonight. You know, that's what you get for shutting me up for one day. At the bottom of the hour, surprise, surprise, we're going to have Deontay Johnson on with us, and he is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Yes, I know, you've been told all kinds of stuff, but guess what? The black community has a conservative group. They are conservative. Some of them are just a little blinded because they've been lied to for so long. So he's going to come on with us. We're going to discuss the issues of the day. And not just the issues. You know, it's really funny because some of you I get emails from. I don't bring these people on, whether it's black, gay, lesbian, tall, short, Asian, whatever. I don't bring them on just to discuss
those issues. There's a lot more to life than just those things. You know, the reality is everybody has a different take on what's happening, right? Everybody has a different way of coming at some of these things. So, I don't know. And that's one of the reasons I bring these people on. All kinds of people. Again, for all different walks of life. I know, well, he's a conservative, so that means he's exactly from my walk of life, right? Sure. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to the professor who's trying to confuse us even more with diverse gender identities. He says it's the culture that makes it unintelligible. No, it's not. It's your inability to nail anything down. You want everything so fluid. You know, I've been saying this for years, but I never even brought it this far. But the more I see it, the more I hear about it, the more I believe it now. They don't want any absolutes. Matter of fact, if you buy my book, you will get so informed. The very first chapter in the book is absolutes? Absolutely not. They won't allow you to have absolutes. Nothing can be set in stone. Nothing can be real. You can't have a true or false reading, positive or negative reading. Use the word traditional. They go into appears to be epileptic fits. Come on, think about it. So now they're saying the same thing here. They've got all these different ways of calling your sexuality, your gender, whatever. I don't even know anymore. It's so blurred. It's been so. You've got a group of high school. I won't say the high school kids because they're outside influences. Pushing for a gender-neutral homecoming dance, which means, and I'm not so sure they want a king and queen, but if they have to have a king and queen, it should be gender-neutral. So you could have a male king and a male queen. You could have a female king, female queen. You could have a transgender king, transgender queen. I mean, do you see how ridiculous this gets? Because there's no absolutes. Anything goes, and then everybody else is offended, and then all of a sudden, it's wrong, and they shut it down. They will shut these things down. If you keep letting the millennials, if you keep letting that liberal nutjob group keep coming in and telling you what's right and wrong, I mean, look, we're shutting down comedy shows. We're shutting down plays because they're not politically correct. This is wrong. This is so wrong. Here's the deal. You don't like the play. You don't like what it puts out. Don't give them your $20. Don't buy the ticket. Don't go there unless you have totally no control. You just love assaulting yourself with these things. In which case, maybe you need a little bit more. You need a little more help, and maybe you shouldn't be left alone anywhere. Right? To study the issue, Nicolazzo interviewed four transgender students, one of whom, Sylvia, spoke of her experience with compulsory heterogenderism during her first date with she and when she, comma, an agender but feminine person took a masculine lesbian out for dinner. Do you already see the confusion here? God, and they're upset with us. This is like God sitting back on, when you decide what you want to do, let me know. The date started out awkwardly and grew progressively worse, especially since Sylvia's masculine lesbian date held the door open. Oh my God, what a terrible, terrible thing to do. He held the door for her. I hold the door for other guys. Doesn't mean anything. I hold the door for women. I like doing that. I hold the door for little kids who are trying to get inside McDonald's. I like doing that too. Anyway, so sin number one, or strike one if you would, was holding the door open. And the waiter gave the check to Sylvia's date instead of to Sylvia. Strike two! Right? Because he had more of a masculine look to him. Right? While this might not seem like a problem to the average person, Nicolazzo argues that this is just one example of compulsory heterogenderism, since neither Sylvia's date nor the waiter stopped to consider that she was an agender queer person. How would we know? Is there a tattoo, a ribbon? Maybe there's an eye color they were wearing. See, this is where I say, you want us to understand you, but you don't. You really don't. How does one know? Do you know, I've been out on dates before where the other person wanted to pay for it or we were going to split the bill. Do you know what we do because we're human beings and we understand how it works? When you sit with the waiter, you go, hey, guess what? We're going to split the bill. Or when we're done eating, she's going to pick up the tab. That's what you do.
Just call. You're just being polite. See, these people don't want you really to understand them. They just want to go against anything that they feel might be traditional and getting in their way of doing anything that they want to do. I call BS on compulsory heterogenderism. Come on. Think this through. This is nothing more than them trying to confuse us more, making us feel worse. This is the fault of Nicolazzo. Nobody else but Nicolazzo. You went out with somebody who doesn't follow the norm, if you would. And yes, there are norms. I am sorry, but there are. And you want a waiter to figure out, to see, to understand, take a guess at, the person you were out with was an agender queer person. That is unreasonable and actually quite selfish. Because it's all about you and what makes you feel bad, and you're going to put a guy trying to make a few bucks, or a girl, well, a waiter, a guy trying to make a few bucks to feed his family, maybe to put himself through school, put some gas in the car, you're going to try to make him feel bad? Wow. See, I'm done. I'm starting to well up inside with all this garbage that I'm watching happening. I am done with you people that really believe that we're the bad guys because we won't conform to you. Well, instead of out there smashing windows and breaking things and telling us how bad to do, why don't you get off your butts and go down to Houston in your whatever costume you want to wear or however you want to dress and help people out down there. And not just other transgender people. Why don't you help out everybody, blacks, whites, and otherwise, huh? Wouldn't that be a great thing to do? Actually do something? It's a novel idea, isn't it? All right, I got to calm down. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's going to be the Black Conservative. He is the Black Conservative Federation President. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you trust our economy?
How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. And I did it without breathing. 855-732-5563. I really, really, really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Now, you know, it's really funny because whenever I talk about women's issues, people get on my case. You know, I'm not a woman. I never lived as a woman. I don't dress like a woman. I don't have a uterus. I have no reason to talk about, you know, women's issues. Same thing when it comes to black issues. I can't talk about black issues either because I'm not black. And you guys are ridiculous. I'm human. Everybody's human. Can we start off there? The piece I wrote this week was exactly around that. It was like we put labels on everybody. We categorize everybody. We put them in these neat little corners. But not. We're all human. We all have a little messes going on around us, and we just live in life and try to get by, right? But you don't want that. The people on the left do not want that. They want you to feel bad about everything you're doing, everything you say, and everybody you look at, what they perceive, not me, but what they perceive to be as the wrong way. Now, I met this young man at CPAC last year, and, you know, I was impressed with their energy, the whole group, actually. I was impressed with their energy. I was impressed with their willingness to reach out. I was just impressed with them as a whole group. And let me just bring him on and get him started, because I know I can wind him up and get him going. But Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. You can find him at online at blackconservativefederation.com. That's blackconservativefederation.com. Deontay, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Thank you for having me, Joe. Thank you for having me. I'm always glad to be on your show.
Yeah, I love when you young guys come on because you've got energy, you've got a different viewpoint on things. You're not the old establishment, white, black, or anything else. It is just nuts what the left has done to everybody and separating them out. I want to start with, because college just started. So one of the things I want to start on with you is that I'm reading these articles. They're now segregating orientations, they're segregating living quarters, you know, dorms, they're segregating graduations. I'm going, wait a minute, whoa. What did Martin Luther King do? What did he die for? What was he fighting for? Segregation? Because I don't think so. What's going on, Deontay?
It's kind of like it's all in vain. All of his work is in vain. And it's kind of like we're going backwards as a country. And I tell people this all the time. I say, you know, Martin Luther King fought for civil rights, but he also fought for us to be equal. And so you can't begin to segregate yourself like that. And so colleges, yes, segregating graduations, they're segregating different groups, and it's just, it's all bad. It's all bad.
But it doesn't help any. Matter of fact, the more you know, recently there was this push, and it's still on, there was push to make white people feel bad about who they are. This push to show that whiteness is a bad thing, that if you're born white, you're born racist, okay? Do you and other young black men feel that way about white people?
I don't, and I tell every black person to be happy for who you are. We don't care about what your ancestors did. It's not you. And so be happy for who you are. And all your ancestors didn't do it, and it was a normal thing. And so I take it, I tell white people all the time, I say, you know, if the foot was on the other shoe, we couldn't control what our ancestors did, and it was a normal thing. Of course we would do what's normal. So tell them don't feel bad. Some people have this thing called white guilt. It's a horrible thing. I mean, you shouldn't have people feeling guilty for something that they didn't do or wasn't responsible for.
Well, it's how do we ever get back to the point where we can all get along and work? You know, I was taught when I was in the 70s, and I'm told now this is wrong. I was taught in the 70s that don't look at color. Color doesn't matter. Ignore color. Everybody's equal, and everybody deserves to be helped out equally and what have you. And now I'm told if I don't look at color, if I don't mention color, if I don't use color, I'm a racist. I'm going, wait a minute, I'm so confused. I don't understand. How does that help? Again, how does that bring us together? Did I? I lost him. Must have been the black thing, huh? No, apparently he's not on Verizon. No, we're gonna call him right back again. You know, I got to tell you, you know, we do this. Yeah, here we go. They wonder why white people are so afraid. Oh, I should probably kill that, huh? They wonder why white people are so afraid. And I won't say afraid. They wonder why white folks feel bad. They don't want to step in. They don't want to get involved. Because you get plastered. You get beat up. When you try to get involved or say anything, it happens to me all the time. I've got people on Facebook that just love to pound on me because I'm talking for another group. I'm talking for a group of people I have no right or reason to talk about. And it's just, you know, humans can talk about humans or else we're done, right? Somebody being treated badly, whether they be male, female. You know, here's the other thing, too. When it comes to this is a group that loves to tear me up about the stuff I say about the transgender community. But I really don't say anything bad about them. But what I try to say, look, no human, I don't care what sexual orientation, I don't care if you're black, white, what we refer to as, yellow, red skin, whatever the non-politically correct terms are today, you throw them all on the table. But here's the deal. We're all human. We all deserve to be treated properly. Every one of us. Treat it with respect. Whether I agree with your
zero,
lifestyle
two,
or not.
2, 7.
All of us deserve respect. So when I start talking about this stuff, it's really funny. You forget that part of it. You forget the part that that's something I talk about on a regular basis. You think because I don't agree with it and I may have an audience that I'm telling. You know, if any one of you thinks. If any one of you out there thinks that I'm pushing for violence against a race, violence against a certain group of people because I don't agree with them, then you're brain dead. You need real help. I never think that way. I've never thought that way. Violence has never solved anything. The only time I tell people that you really have a right to use violence is when you're protecting yourself or someone else. Then do what you have to do. To save a life, to keep somebody from really being hurt. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be a part of the conversation. Hopefully I can get Deontay back on before the end of the show, because I think it would have been, it will be. See, when you get young people on certain groups, I don't care whether it's, black, Asian, gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever it is. When you get the young people on, not the kids, the young adults, they have a different viewpoint on things, and they're able to articulate it, which is a great thing. It's good. And I want more of that. I want them talking. I want them to discuss what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yes, I am also trying to call. I know Deontay's listening. I'm also trying to call you back. See what we can do. Well, you know what? We're going to go for a break in a minute or two. I'll try to pull you on then. So just hang tight for a second. If Martin Luther King fought, and he told his people to fight peacefully, right? And he wanted people to get their point across, and he knew that in violence, like what you see going on right now with the Antifa groups and all that, he knew that the violence wouldn't fix anything. People would focus on the violence. People would have focused on saying, see, I told you. I told you that, and some of you may find this distasteful. Deal with it, because that was a conversation of the day. I told you they were nothing more than animals. I told you they would act like animals. And he knew that's what was going to go down. That it would take away, people would focus on the violence, and it would take away from his message. So I don't believe they actually have a message today. I think these Antifa groups, it's nothing but chaos. The only thing they're interested in is chaos. And until you start dealing with them in such a light, until we start dealing with them, frankly, for the low lives that they are, then they're going to keep getting away with this. And you can't let your city officials get away with it. Look, we've got elections coming up in a lot of cities across the country. We have elections coming up soon. You need to let these people know. You need to let your mayors, your city council members, your sheriffs, because in my town they elect the sheriff. You need to let them know. If they're not going to protect you, if they're not going to get these guys out on the street, because you saw what happened up at Berkeley. First time around, the cops ran in the opposite direction. They got out of there because it was unsafe. Oh, what the heck did they join the police force for? Did they not know that these things were going to happen? I know they don't join the force to jump in or to step into the mess. But it's up to us to elect the proper officials, to elect the right elected officials, not necessarily Democrat, not necessarily Republican, but the actual official that's going to step in and do the job, who's going to tell his police department, you protect the life of those innocent citizens no matter what. If we don't stand up to these people, that's why I have hashtag stand, right? If we don't stand up to these people, who's going to do it? Because you saw that some of the police aren't going to do it. Some of those mayors aren't going to do it. You're it. You're the last line of defense, people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm also glad we got our guest back, which is always cool. I really enjoyed. I met him at CPAC last February. I've had him on the show once or twice, and I do enjoy when he's on with me. And it's great to see young people involved and engaged in the political process. So Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. You can find out more about them at BlackConservativeFederation.com, BlackConservativeFederation.com. Deontay, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, I'm glad to be on. I love coming on. It's a pleasure to listen to you and just hear the wisdom from you.
That's because it's the old gray hair. That's what does it all. Anyway, so, you know, the press is going nuts with what Trump or what the federal government is doing down there in Texas, because apparently, at this point, there's been no major faux pas down there. Everything has gone fairly well. I mean, as well as it can go when you're in the middle of a hurricane and flooding and that kind of stuff. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great that he's allowing the people to do their jobs. And apparently, unlike someone, you know, like George W. Bush was accused of not going down there to help them because they were all black people. And you know, white presidents don't care about black people. I'm just amazed at the garbage. And the fake, did you see the fake pictures of President Obama supposedly feeding people in Texas? I mean, give me your thoughts on this craziness.
Oh, my gosh. So I saw it, and immediately after seeing it, I'm like, this cannot be true, okay? First of all, the president doesn't move that fast to do anything. I'm sure he's on a golf course. I'm sure he's on some type of vacation right now. And so I couldn't believe it. And then everyone sharing it, and I saw one says, "Now where's your president?" And I'm like, let you guys know that President Trump is your president, whether you like it or not. and so my president is the same place your president is, on his way down to Texas.
Yeah. And again, what did he do that some of the other presidents didn't do? I thought it was great. Trump actually said, look, I'll come down when you're ready for me, because I don't want to take resources away from what's happening. Have you ever heard that happen before? I mean, any of the other presidents do that?
No.
No.
If they came down, it was extremely late after the fact, or it was kind of in the midst of something to take away the shine line. But the president, he did it really great, and I was glad how his team handled it. It's because he went and he talked with the people. He talked with the officials, make sure the officials had his support. And yep. That's what the president's supposed to do. Not take away from the officials that's there. Not take away to say, I'm doing more than officials there. But to provide support and to be there for them. This is really hard for these officials. For Governor Abbott, he's going through a lot right now. I guarantee he hasn't had any sleep within the past week. And so I love that he went there and he provided support. And that's what a president is supposed to do. And I was really happy about it.
Now, I'm sure that BLM, you know, the Black Lives Matter group, I'm sure they're very involved in you and your organization, you know, being black conservatives and what have you. And I was just curious, did you hear from them as to why they weren't down in Texas, down in Houston, maybe helping black lives that actually matter? Did you get a note or a memo or anything?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You know, I live in the D.C. area, and I can guarantee you, I tell you what happened, is that the first day, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, a lot of Black Lives Matter was in D.C. protesting with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton in front of Trump Towers. So they were too busy they had their own agenda. They didn't care about those lives down in Texas. They had their own agenda. So, yeah, that's where they were at.
I think he's gone again.
Hello?
You're there now. Yeah, I was just saying, I think you were gone. See, that's the NSA, dude. They cut you off because they don't want you telling the truth.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't want the truth.
Well, you know what? That's funny, because when I heard that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton were out and, they were protesting or doing whatever they're doing, I thought they were in Chicago protesting the deaths of black people. I didn't know they were protesting Trump. You just enlightened me, because I would have thought with the coverage that they get, with the help they can bring to a neighborhood, they would be in the Chicago area. They'd be bringing tens of thousands of people together there to help take back the streets. But I guess I'm not too smart, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, what happened was I seen that they had a minister's walk. I was like, oh, this is cool. And I was walking to, I had a meeting at Trump International. And as I was walking there, there was police all out. And a lady was sitting down. And she said, did you see what just happened? It wasn't that amazing? Because obviously, because I'm African American, she thought that I was just going to flip out and just start crying in tears on how much I love this. And she said, did you see what just happened? And I said, no, I didn't. She said, oh my gosh, with Jesse Jackson, with Al Sharpton. I said, come on, give me a break. Why aren't they down in Texas right now? And she said, well, there's so much hate that's happening here. I said, well, the president is not worried about what Jesse Jackson, what Black Lives Matter. He's worried about the people of Texas right now.
and did she pass out after that? I mean, seriously. I mean, she had to be going out of her mind looking at you going, what's wrong with you, right?
Yeah. She rolled her eyes once I got pretty much down the Trump Tower. She yelled the words. She said I was confused. She said, he's confused. And I was like, oh, yep, I'm confused. That's right. That'll be my middle name.
Now, look, I love what you guys are doing, and I love the fact that people are getting together. Young people, you know, are willing to step up and step into the fight, if you would. And I'm not talking about a violent fight. You know that. It comes with knowledge. It comes with wisdom. You have to step out there smart. You know, again, use the tactics of Dr. Martin Luther King. He had the right idea. He showed their hypocrisy. He showed how nasty the people were. And we, you know, America's had a dark history in the past on certain issues, and we're trying to get out of it. We're trying to do better. We don't do better. Let me ask you something, Deontay. When you see this white privilege stuff, when you see this white supremacy stuff, and it's being pushed from one side, you really think that helps pull us together, or does that just make it harder for us to come together?
It makes it a lot harder for us to come together. And the thing about it is that President Trump had every right to say what he said, and he said the right things when he said it's both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just It's not just the white supremacists. It's both sides. It's Antifa. I'm going to say all three sides. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, white supremacists, everybody, all three of them, because what they're doing is they're causing hate. While they think they are trying to protest something that means so much to them, they're causing hate in this country. And so I call them all out. I call them all out. And apparently I shouldn't be mixing Black Lives Matter with the white supremacists because they're totally two different people, which I'm going to say this on air, and I don't care who gets mad about it, but I guarantee you what happened at the beginning in Charlotte does not compare to what happened in Missouri, what happened in Baltimore, and what happened in Dallas when police officers got killed. It doesn't compare.
No, and you know what? It's like all this stuff that's going on in the country at the college campuses. I mean, really, it is, as you said a minute ago, it's not pulling us together. It's not causing us. Where's the real human rights issues or the real issues that everybody suffers from that we could all work together on that have nothing to do with color, nothing to do with size, nothing to do with ethnicity or sexual orientation or any of that. I'm sorry, but any of that garbage. Right? I mean, it just doesn't work. So I have another friend of mine. I have a couple of friends of mine, but one of them in particular, he grew up in New York. His mom was, she had three jobs. Daddy left, a black woman with two black kids, and she kept telling him, you're not going to become a number. You're not just going to become another number. You're going to go to school. You're going to get an education. They went to school. They got an education. They have thriving families. Mom went back to school. She became a judge. Figure that one out, okay? But we're a terrible country, don't you know that? Terrible place for people, especially black people, to have to survive. It's just crazy, and it doesn't help, does it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, hey, listen, we're about out of time. I'm going to pull you on longer next time. We'll make sure we have a good, solid signal. Tell people what you guys are doing, how they can help you, and where they can find you.
Well, the Black Conservative Federation is constantly growing. We're a constantly growing team. We're always looking for more people to join a team of any race, to join a team of the Black Conservative Movement. The Black Conservative Federation was created to increase the Black Conservative Movement through promoting economic stability, educational advancement, and community involvement. We're always glad to have people on. You can visit us at www.blackconservativefederation.com, and we will be glad to bring you onto the team.
Yeah,
we'll see everyone CBC. We get the Congressional Black Caucus week.
Cool. All right. Hey, listen, keep us informed of what's going on. Reach out. Let us know what's happening. We'll post it up on the site. We'll even put some of the stuff out in our email blast. I appreciate you, Dante. I appreciate what your group is doing. And keep up the good work. Really, don't get tired no matter what happens.
No problem. We'll definitely see you at CPAC.
Okay. God bless. Have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Yeah. We have to encourage our young people. Okay? I don't care whether you totally agree with the way they're doing something or not. You have to. Encourage our young people. We have to support them. We have to help them. We have to help them push through these things. But I've watched these guys. I haven't known them long. I've been watching them since February, when I first met them. And I've watched them out at rallies in other places, peaceful. Right? They're purposed. They're peaceful. They know what they want. They know what they're willing to push. So God bless these guys for staying on it. God bless these people for pounding away at it, making sure their message gets heard. I mean, think about that. Some people laugh when they hear the term a black conservative. Seriously? You know what? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN. You can tell I'm wound up, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. We've got Hannah Sherlocker joining us in the next hour. I'm not telling you when, so you've got to listen to the whole thing. And David Fisher will join us in the third hour about your finances. Hannah's got some college stuff that'll just make you puke. Keep a bucket by your side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.